Elizabeth Elliot says that God knows the end from the beginning. He's powerful, and He calls us to put our faith in Him. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Secure in the Everlasting Arms and God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. Study the unchanging word with us today.
You are loved with an everlasting love. Did you know that? That's what the Bible says. You are loved with an everlasting love, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you today about who is this Jesus. All during this week, we've been taking a look at Jesus' life here on earth, listening to some testimonies by great famous people who recognized who Jesus was and followed Him. And today, I have some wonderful letters to read to you. Let's remember that Jesus never wrote a book. He had no degrees. He didn't found any universities. He lived in poverty. He never had a home of his own. He was rejected by the religious leaders of his day. And when he was crucified, his clothes were gambled for. But this Jesus knew how to talk to the multitudes, how to heal sick folks and raise corpses. Jesus knew how to overcome the power of evil spirits and even of the wind and the waves. His name is Jesus. It means Savior. Rescuer. Jesus wants to rescue you, to save you from your sins, to deliver you from evil, and to help you to become holy, like Him. He's still around, and He's still in the business of transforming lives. I have a whole packet of letters here from some real live women whose lives have been completely changed by this one man, Jesus. They wrote to me because they had read a book I wrote, which contradicts some very widespread lies about sex. The book is called Passion and Purity, an idea ludicrous to those whose minds are shaped by television, movies, and the secular press. Ludicrous to those who believe that each individual's moral vision is a purely personal matter, nobody else's business, and they regard no sexual preference as morally preferable to any others. Theirs is an if it feels good, do it philosophy. The women who wrote these amazing letters have found Jesus, have submitted to His love, made up their minds to surrender to His transforming power, and their lives are shining witnesses to the reality of the Lord Jesus in the world today. Here's the first one. I come from a background of prostitution. I found your book incredible. I have purposed in my heart to use your book as my guide for Christian dating. I appreciate your honesty and your being real, so real that I can apply it to my life. For example, control, patience, temptation, etc. Thank you for sharing a piece of your life with the world. I pray that all single women get a chance to read God's wisdom book for single women, Passion and Purity. Well, I won't give you her name, but I certainly do appreciate that letter, and I would like to assure any men who might be listening that Passion and Purity is a book that has two sides to it. You know, it does take two to tango. It does happen to be the love story of Jim Elliot and me. We met when we were students in college. It was 5.5 years before God brought us together as husband and wife. But the book contains some of his struggles, his letters, his personal diaries, the struggle to remain pure, the tremendous temptation to be disobedient to what we knew God's standard was. I'm glad that that book helped this woman who was a prostitute, and her life has been changed, not only by that book, I hasten to say. These are women who have been taught by many others in I'm not sure whether it's a Bible school or what it is. All these women were in one place, and they have been exposed to the Bible, to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, and have become Christians. So I'm always thankful if there's anything that I've written that might be of help to such people. Here's another one. In response to your book, I found it to be a blessing. It brought newness of light to my spirit, especially of how important it is to wait on the Lord. Many times I had wondered about my hunger and passion for a partner. In the past, I've always got something that wasn't good. But I must say that reading this book has given me a new hope of sincere wholeness, to know that prayer and obedience is most important. God's words are pure and true, as well as His promises. Whenever I think of loving someone and waiting for them, I begin to understand the meaning of John 3:16. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whosoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. How much we need God to bring us the mate who is good for us. Our Father in heaven always gives us the best. Another letter says, but I didn't really think I'd get a lot out of this book. I'd been married almost 20 years and didn't think I had to learn about bringing my love life under Christ's control. However, the book really spoke to me about submitting to Christ, the importance of struggle, and about asking Christ to remove longings and desires. You see, my husband and I have just made a move for him to go to school. I have been lonely, and I struggled with the Lord in many areas. Another one. I had read the book once before when I first became a Christian, but it hadn't moved me very much. I believe it even scared me. I was not thrilled. Then she goes on to say some more nice things about that, and I'm not going to read all those, but she says, I come from a very dysfunctional past, not ever having a relationship based on the Word of God, much less one of purity. The funny thing is that I always dreamed of having one, being the piece of the puzzle that was missing from someone's life. After receiving the Lord into my heart, I knew that the next relationship I was to have would be one of this nature, of purity, one of lifting up the name of Jesus. Conversations about saving the world, etc., this did not happen. I should have paid more attention. Since this time in my life, I have learned a lot. The most recent, but I feel the most valuable lesson that I have learned was the realization that loneliness is a gift from God. This lesson, Mrs. Elliott, is one that God is teaching me. The only way we are able to love is with the love of Christ. It's only through the Lord that we are able to deny ourselves and take up our cross. I want to emphasize that these are women who have had very tough backgrounds, and Jesus Christ has changed their lives. Who is this Jesus? He's the Savior of the world, the Son of God, the one who loves us and gave Himself for us. The Apostle Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, that's Jesus, who loved me, and gave Himself for me. Another letter. You can learn from anyone's experiences as long as you are open to receive and remain teachable. I'm learning the importance of total obedience to the Lord, no matter how painful or confusing to oneself. This letter is from a woman in the state penitentiary. She says, I so much pray that I will always be able to obey God, and that my flesh will never win and cause me to put man before God. How I must give all to God, how I must talk to Him of my attractions, how I must wait on Him. I especially want to know that God can bring peace into my emotional turmoil. If I truly ask for it, look for it, and am silent enough to hear it, It was comforting reading about and learning how to handle loneliness. I guess I'll help someone the next time I'm feeling lonely and get out of myself. God loves you, and I learned how through suffering the little things will help me to suffer in the big things. I always knew I should not be the one pursuing a man, but I loved how you explained to me the reasons. I realize now that my sexuality can be dangerous, and I must maintain control. I can only do this through prayer, for God is my source of control. Does that sound like a criminal? Well, this woman is one whose life has been transformed by the Lord Jesus, although she still, of course, has to serve her sentence. And here's the last one. I pray that the purity of my heart and the passion of the Spirit of God will never be traded off for the passions of my flesh, that He may be the Lord of my life at all times, even in the times of temptations and desperation. My love for Him will endure forever. Thank you so much, Josephine. There's a woman who's learning to love Jesus. May God help us to do the same.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliot has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliot. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.